Chicago, we're living under a climate crisis. Duh. The city council voted to officially declare that Chicago is experiencing a climate emergency. This year, we have seen 20-foot waves from Lake Michigan flood parts of the city and disappear whole parts of the beach. They're coming for the beach! So unless you want to stand on the shoreline and calmly accept death like some kind of meaningless reenactment of Tay Leone at the end of Deep Impact, the time is now to do something about climate change. Join Hero Power, and you can have 100% of your electricity consumption matched with Greenies certified renewable energy certificates, and you still pay the ComEd basic electric rate. Yeah, that's right. I didn't stutter. You heard me. You support clean energy every time you pay your electricity bill, and it's no extra cost to you. It's easy. It takes 2 minutes. Do it right now at myheropower.com and tell them Chad the Bird sent you. And if this whole coronavirus thing has got you all bummed out, why don't you take a shot of Malort? If you're getting sick and you don't give a shit, just do a shot of Malort. Proud sponsor of the Chad the Bird podcast. Hey, listen up and listen well, because I talked about the coronavirus and you need to know all the fuck about it.
I can't promise that you like me, because it could go downhill. Can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. And you. And you too. Don't think we forgot about you. You sit down. You listen up. You get the fuck away from the chili. It's not ready. And are you hungry? Eat some chips. There's plenty of chips. That's why the chips are out. Did you think they were decoration? Like we were having a chip-themed party? Who does that? Have you ever done that? Would you ever go to a party that did that? If you got a Facebook group message that was like, hey, don't forget Greg and Stacy's place tomorrow. Remember, it's a chip-themed party. So come as your favorite snack chip or snack chip adjacent, e.g. pretzels, puffs, crunchers, or mixes. French fries will not be accepted. This is America. BYO chips. Would you go to that party? So why do you assume that this display of various salty treats is something to just let hang in the air like a wedding cake, and that the giant steaming pot of chili is the aperitif? You need to get a grip. Get a clue. Stop hanging out in the kitchen. There's a whole living room to do shit in. And it's where the music is. The chili's coming. Patience is a virtue, especially when it comes to slow cooking anything. So, hey, you, simmer down. And don't assume. That makes an ass out of Yumi. And he's here on a scholarship. He earned it. Don't knock him down. Too often in the culture these days, America, you assume you know what's going on based on some link you clicked on in your endless Facebooking without actually spending your time researching the thing you're assuming about. You don't need to assume. You have the internet. Just use that assuming energy to Google. The end result is always better as long as you Google responsibly and not just find facts that fit your assumptions. That's called cognitive bias. Or you just follow whatever your personal online hero has to say because they rep you. That's subjugative violence. I'm sorry, that's subjective bias. Fuck, I'm so tired. And the rest of you are using BuzzFeed quizzes to find out what kind of bread you are. So, to review, simmer down, don't assume, do research, find out what's up and make sure whatever it was that you found out is a fucking legit source and knows what they're blogging about. Case in point, the coronavirus. The word coronavirus has been in the news feed since January 2020, when the International Health Regulations Emergency Committee of the World Health Organization declared the outbreak a, quote, public health emergency of international concern. And like a virus in a sci-fi movie, the word coronavirus is everywhere. It's in your home, it's in your work, it's in your bedroom, and it's probably right behind you right now. It's only been the buzz for a month, and already the media coverage of the outbreak of the coronavirus would cause any of us to go into a deep meditative state. And by that, I mean smoke half the eighth that you bought legally from the dispensary that you went to thinking it was a T-Mobile, put on your inside pants, order a stuffed crust pizza, and binge watch Love is Blind. I did that. I got about 20 minutes in before the edibles I got from my guy Trent the other day kicked in, and I had an existential crisis when I realized that that show is a living Black Mirror episode, which means we are not far from a Running Man scenario in the future. I turned it off and I cried for a little bit, but then the pizza came and I dove into Lost in Space. Have you watched that? It's the shit. It's like a Robert Zemeckis movie written by the authors of every Scholastic Book Fair book you read in middle school. What I'm saying is, it's been a rough month. It should come as no surprise to anyone that we're all walking around like we have on wet socks. Yeah, that took a minute, didn't it? Thanks to the gift of streaming services, we have become a binge culture. And we want it all now. All of it. All the seasons available, no matter how bleak the show is. We are totally fine watching 30 people get kidnapped and locked in isolation pods until they marry each other for 10 hours straight. That is where we're at. Some of you all are not watching Love is Blind. I gotta say, I don't know if you need to, but you kinda need to. And so when some high-level, real-life drama unfolds in real time in perfectly bingeable, snackable segments throughout the day, every day, of course we're gonna scoop that up. You ever just eat one Pringle? No, that's impossible, that's science. But don't blame yourself. We've all been conditioned to snack, especially if you're as high as I was. Taking to the internet to see what's up, because suddenly your Facebook feed is flooded with hashtags like Corona and articles with headlines like, quote, U.S. military scrambles to cope with global threat posed by coronavirus. That's CNN. Or, quote, he drove her to the hospital, she gave him the coronavirus. That's the New York Times. Or, quote, the coronavirus is the first test for AI robots and drones that can prevent pandemics. That's Vox. It's natural. Because you want to snack harder on what's happening, partially out of fear, but mostly because you're curious. In the event of a major emergency, you don't have time to snack. And then it gets too much, so you stay in and rent Contagion. And you did. It hit the top 10 in late January 2020 on iTunes. You did that. And distracting yourself with the thing that you're worried about is not distracting. That's like watching a bunch of YouTube videos of kids biffing it at a spelling bee when you have a major presentation to do tomorrow. It's not a distraction. You're worrying harder. Anyone who works in risk communication will warn you about the danger of over-panicking and under-preparing. So let's take a minute, simmer down, and prepare ourselves for the latest bitch slap from Mother Nature herself, the coronavirus. First off, it's more specifically a coronavirus, not the coronavirus. A coronavirus is a type of virus that is common in many different species of animals, camels, cats, cattle, and bats. And in humans, they cause mild respiratory tract infections. It is rare for a disease like that to be lethal to humans, but it has happened. Y'all remember SARS? Yeah, that was 2002. Tobey Maguire had just become Spider-Man. Mel Gibson was fighting aliens in Signs. And Eminem was walking the 8 Mile. You feel old yet? It's called a coronavirus after the Latin word corona, which means crown or halo, because those little fuckers got a forest of little wiggly projections with bulbs on the end, like they all won the Little League game and are at Burger King nomming on rodeo cheeseburgers. This particular fucking guy that's responsible for the 80,000 cases and counting reported globally is called COVID-19. Like a super soldier in a 90s sci-fi movie, probably definitely starring Jean-Claude Van Damme. Most coronaviruses spread animal to animal before animal to human contact because the virus has to evolve. And the current thought is that COVID-19 spread from a bat to a pangolin to pork or chicken. And then a human ate the chicken. And then by then the virus had its shit together and paid for pre-checks so it didn't have to wait in line and it bordered without incident. Think back to before Two Towers came out, when SARS was the hotness. Same deal. Stop. Wait. Did I just say pangolin? You're goddamn right I did. Turns out, a big part of the spread of these coronaviruses is the illegal pangolin trade, which should give you hope for your own weird-ass idea, because clearly, if you can dream it, you can be it, if we live in a world with an illegal pangolin trade. Anyway, speaking of contagion, when Gwyneth eats the pork and gets the super flu that led her to her creation of Goop, or however that movie ends, I've never seen it. The CDC says that's one of the things that movie got right. So COVID-19's been around for a while in animals, but it's now spreading to humans, and it's evolved enough that it can spread human to human, which sounds insane, but it happens all the time. Simmer down. It's not an out-of-control nightmare virus turning people into mindless zombies. You're thinking of Fox News. In reality, which is where we live, it takes a bit to figure out how it traveled from animals to humans, which is why they don't have a vaccine yet, but they're working on it. What you should pay attention to is something called the basic reproductive number, R0 if you're nasty, which is basically how many people can be infected by one person at a time. And right now, as far as the WHO and CDC knows, that number for COVID-19 is between 1.4 and 3.5. To give you a little perspective, because that's where we're at, SARS is 2.75, polio is 6, and the fucking measles is 18, so get your fucking shots! This whole thing started in Wuhan, China, and that is important to know as the death toll there rises, plateaus, and then settles as they are assuming it will. Because China is not awesome about admitting when things are bad, so we really don't know exactly how many people are infected, have symptoms, and have died. And those are important distinctions. Because with viruses like that, you might already have it, but never show any symptoms. So it's even harder to diagnose how many actual cases there are, and it's even harder to figure out how many deaths, because they may diagnose you with it, and then you get hit by a car. Technically, you are dead. And you did have COVID-19, but that is not why you died, making the afterlife waiting room from Beetlejuice even more awkward. The numbers are increasing, but we don't know if that's because it's spreading or if it's just that we're seeing it for the first time and are diagnosing more people. Kind of like when your Uncle Patriot bitches about kids having more peanut allergies these days. In reality, they always had them. We just didn't know what they were. So that's how science works. So simmer down. Wuhan is also not an awesome place to live. Bad public health care, it's overcrowded, it's poor, and they have bad meat regulations. And it's even worse if you're over 60 or immunocompromised, because viruses that would otherwise just knock us out for a week so it can catch up on the good place can be super lethal, because those people are already pretty sick. But it's still a bitch if you don't have health insurance or if you're not able to take sick leave from work, which is why the CDC held a teleconference where they warn the public to, quote, prepare for disruption. Because if you've ever worked in an office where everybody's coughing, it's a little fucking scary, especially if it's Ruth. Ruth never gets sick. The CDC is just doing its job, which is monitoring and letting you know what's up. And they have to tell you to prepare, because if they didn't and shit went bad, they'd look like assholes. You do that all the time. When somebody asks you if you've seen Hustlers yet, and you're like, yeah, even though you definitely didn't, and then you say, yeah, it's great, obviously it's great, that's why they asked you if you've seen it. But because we're so used to snacking on all the information at once, it's not a simple news story anymore, it's viral, and that means panic. But the CDC didn't say panic. They said prepare, which with anyone who works in risk communication will warn you about the dangers of misunderstanding. So, what can you do to prepare? The CDC says, take your daily healthcare practices seriously, but don't take the news besides certified healthcare organizations
too seriously, which means stop going on Facebook, simmer down, don't assume, and wash your fucking hands! Are we not washing hands anymore? Is that not a thing we're doing anymore? When did that fucking start? Look what I'm saying is. We're programmed to binge things now. That's the culture, and it can lead to panic, racism, xenophobia, and violence, which kill more people around the world daily than the COVID-19. So you, yeah, you, talking to you specifically, pay attention, do your research, stop crowding up the kitchen, let the chili cook, and eat the chips. That's why they're there. Also, please vote on March 17th, because we need people in charge that know what the fuck is going on. I love you. Good night.
Special thanks to the Barracudas for their kick-ass song Promises. Big ups to Hero Power. And bigger ups to Malort. No, you know what? Double ups to both, because I don't want to pick favorites, for keeping the lights on and being our sponsors. If you would like to sponsor Chad the Podcast, email me at thebirdchad@gmail.com, and we'll talk. It'll get weird, but then it'll get good, and then we'll have fun. I want to give a little shout-out to the Climate Pod. If you look in my notes, you will see there is a link to that. I interviewed the climate change comedian, the one and only Brian Etling, for their podcast episode that's coming up. It's dropping Wednesday, March 4th. So keep on your podcasts and listen to me. I think I did a pretty good job. I got some research done. Speaking of research, big ups to Jenna Zagorin, who is our researcher extraordinaire, who got us all the information for our coronavirus especial. So thanks. High five. Now go wash your fucking hands. Anyway, I'll see y'all next week. Keep it tight. Don't forget to, you know, take your meds. And guys, don't panic, but prepare. That's what's important. And I can't stress this enough. Wash your fucking hands! Oh, I just gave myself a tension headache.